Pollsters say that most of the American electorate already seems to have chosen sides in this year's elections, barring the unforeseen event or unplanned gaffe. We're told that the number of undecided voters is small, yet they may be critical. We found two voters who consider themselves uncommitted so far. We're not going to use their last names. Antoinette joins us from Concord, New Hampshire. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Can I ask for a few little facts about yourself? I mean, do you mind giving us your age or at least a range of ages that you might be?
Yeah, I'm 33.
Okay, and you have a daughter who we were able to hear on the phone before
yeah.
we got on the air. And she is 2 years old?
Right.
Okay, may I ask, are you married?
Yes.
And do you work?
I did, and I'm now a full-time stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm. And your husband works somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
What industry?
He's an engineer.
Do you feel secure in this economy?
I think as far as our professions are concerned, maybe mine more so than his. I was a teacher before being a stay-at-home mom, and I feel mm-hmm. that is a little bit more secure than his field because so many jobs are now being pushed overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous.
No need to be nervous. Don't worry. There's no quiz. There's no right or wrong
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, I know. It's just I do much better with around children.
well, I I'm very childlike.
Well, I just see a lot of the job loss that's occurring and continues to occur. I mean, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Let me please ask you to take a look at both President Bush and Senator Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
What is there to like about them, first off?
George Bush, I think, I like the way he stands for pro-life. I think there's a lot of social issues, education. He's got a good stance on education, and he's done a lot for No Child Left Behind. I think initially sending our troops overseas and trying to comfort the United States in our time of loss from 9/11. I think those are some positive things that I see in George Bush. And with Kerry, I have a lot of respect for the fact that he was a Vietnam veteran. My father was a Vietnam veteran. I think Kerry he's been very positive from what I've seen him in the Democratic Convention. I don't know. I was pleased with what I saw, but I still had so many concerns about both candidates.
Well, share some of those with us, too.
Just the debt that we're incurring as a nation, because I don't think that a lot of the spending that George Bush is doing is, he's not doing us any justice. I mean, we just have a huge deficit, and so that's a real concern for me. I don't know, and Kerry overall, I don't feel that I don't know enough about him. I think he was a senator for 17 years, and we don't really hear too much about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know more about what he's done as senator.
Of all the 250 million people, or whatever it is, I think it's more, 280 million people we have in the United States now, are these two gentlemen, the nominees of the major parties, are those two among the best that this country can offer?
I always ask that question. I don't feel that they are. No, I feel that we have a lot of other competent people out there. Maybe who are they're just. I understand they don't want to put themselves on the line, and it's a lot to put your family through. But mm-hmm. I think that we definitely have stronger candidates that are out there.
Speaking with us from Concord, New Hampshire, an uncommitted voter, Antoinette. Nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
We turn now to Brian, who joins us from Phoenix, Arizona. Brian, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
And what do you do for a living, may I ask?
We do seminar speaking. We travel around the country and train people on buying and selling real estate.
You must be a very persuasive man.
Well, I when I get up on stage, I can be, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me get you to take a look at both President Bush and Senator Kerry.
Sure.
What assets do you see in these two men? What are their strong points?
Kerry, as intangible as this is, I think Kerry has a good heart. And it's something that you get a sense about someone, and you don't necessarily, you can't always quantify it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, his heart's in the right place. I think he's pursuing a good agenda. I liked what he said about fighting a more sensitive war on terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, a huge, huge, huge plus for me on Kerry over Bush is the stem cell research issue. That's, that could be the genie's lamp for healthcare, for the ability to cure so many diseases. So obviously anything that's slowing that down is hurting us. And even like Nancy Reagan will tell you that. And
Brian, I have to say you don't sound uncommitted.
Well, you know what? As much as I like certain things about Kerry, fiscally, look, he's looking to repeal tax cuts for the rich, and it would hit me in the pocketbook to a huge degree if the presidency goes Democratic coming up. You know, I need to talk about it with my wife some more, because she and I usually vote the same way, and we haven't really had a chance to put our heads together and consider which way we're for sure going to go.
May I ask, are these two gentlemen, both of them Yaleys, the two best candidates that we could have?
I always wonder that every time we have a presidential election. That same question comes to mind. And I don't totally understand the selection process, but I often wonder, why is it these two people? Because they don't seem like the two brightest stars who should be up there. But, you know, who else is out there? You know, I mean, we always wish that we had the poet king who's going to lead us to greatness and be wise and strong at the same time. I wish it happened in the real world that way.
Brian, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Brian speaking with us from Phoenix, Arizona.